Your daughter scratches her eczema until it bleeds. Your son can't sit still in class despite trying his hardest. Another ear infection means another round of antibiotics, the fifth this year. You follow every doctor's recommendation, yet nothing seems to work long term. What if these seemingly unrelated struggles all share the same root cause, one that conventional medicine often overlooks? The answer lies not in your child's symptoms, but in the trillions of microscopic organisms living in their gut. This isn't about adding another supplement to your cabinet or following the latest health trend. It's about understanding a fundamental truth. Your child's gut health shapes everything, from their immune system to their mood, behavior, and ability to thrive. The real question isn't whether you can afford to pay attention to this connection, it's whether you can afford not to. Children's health has shifted dramatically. 1 in 5 battles eczema. 1 in 10 struggles with asthma or ADHD. Autism affects 1 in 36 children. Nearly half of today's children live with at least one persistent health concern. We've normalized what should alarm us, treating symptoms while ignoring root causes. Consider Stacy, a toddler plagued by reflux, eczema, and sleepless nights. Her parents cycled through medications, each addressing one symptom while creating new problems. When they shifted focus to her gut health, everything changed. Within months, the reflux disappeared, her skin cleared, and she finally slept through the night. Inside your child's digestive system lives over 100 trillion microorganisms. They produce up to 95% of the body's serotonin, manufacture vitamins, regulate inflammation, and communicate directly with the brain through the vagus nerve. When this ecosystem falls out of balance, called dysbiosis, consequences ripple throughout your child's body, linked to eczema, food allergies, migraines, autism, and ADHD. Your small intestine's lining is just one cell layer thick. When its tight junctions become leaky, undigested food particles and bacterial toxins slip into the bloodstream, triggering inflammation far from the gut itself. The first 1,000 days of life are critical for establishing this microbial foundation, but it's never too late. Children's microbiomes remain remarkably responsive. Improvements create ripple effects, including better sleep, clearer thinking, improved mood, and stronger immunity. Building gut resilience starts with optimizing 5 interconnected pillars: nourish, breathe, hydrate, move, and sleep. Nourishment centers on what feeds a healthy microbiome: fiber, phytonutrients, and fermented foods. The Hadza people of Tanzania consume 100 to 150 grams of fiber daily, 3 to 5 times what most American children eat. Fiber feeds beneficial gut bacteria, which fermented into short-chain fatty acids like butyrate that heal the gut lining, reduce inflammation, and influence gene expression. Processing strips fiber away. A whole apple contains 4.4 grams of fiber. Applesauce has 1.4 grams. Apple juice has none. Phytonutrients, the compounds giving plants their colors, offer diverse health benefits. The American Gut Project shows that people eating more than 30 different plants weekly have significantly more diverse gut microbiomes than those consuming 10 or fewer. Herbs, spices, nuts, seeds, and even coffee count as plants. Fermented foods deliver probiotics and beneficial compounds, vitamins, antioxidants, and anti-inflammatory molecules. Every culture has traditional fermented foods, from sauerkraut to kimchi, miso to injera. Studies show fermented foods may even outperform fiber supplements in optimizing gut diversity and reducing inflammation. Modern processed foods contain additives that devastate your child's microbiome while offering zero nutritional value. These microbiome mischief makers, FDA-approved food additives, added sugars, artificial sweeteners, and glyphosate cause gut dysbiosis and leaky gut. Artificial food color consumption has quadrupled in 50 years. Nearly 1 in 3 children with ADHD respond positively to eliminating artificial dyes, which disrupt beneficial bacteria that produce serotonin and dopamine. Damage the gut, and you damage the brain's chemical balance. Food manufacturers hide sugar using 61 different code words. Children should consume 3 to 6 teaspoons daily, yet many consume 4 to 5 times this amount. Artificial sweeteners aren't better. They're 200 to 20,000 times sweeter than sugar, overstimulating taste receptors and making natural foods less palatable. Studies show they're more addictive than cocaine and disrupt the microbiome. The encouraging news? Taste preferences adapt within a month. This isn't about deprivation, but empowerment, helping children understand how sugar affects their athletic performance, clear skin, or mental clarity. Chronic psychological stress is the primary disruptor of gut health, directly reducing beneficial bacteria while increasing harmful ones. The vagus nerve serves as a biological superhighway between gut and brain, maintaining heart rate variability, one of the best indicators of overall health and resilience. Mindful breathing activates the parasympathetic nervous system, creating microbiome magic. Research shows that optimizing heart rate variability through breathing exercises can improve gut microbiome health independent of diet, making this an excellent starting point for families struggling with dietary changes. Practices like belly breathing, square breathing used by Navy SEALs, and five senses meditation activate the vagus nerve and create measurable gut health improvements. This relationship works both ways. A balanced gut microbiome improves vagus nerve function, creating a beneficial feedback loop. These techniques require no special equipment and can be incorporated into bedtime routines, morning rituals, or stressful moments, building long-term resilience in both brain and gut. Water is our most essential yet most neglected nutrient. Up to 75% of our bodies consist of water, yet more than half of children don't get enough. Proper hydration is crucial for gut health. High water intake reduces harmful bacteria and prevents constipation, a condition affecting one-third of children that's linked to gut dysbiosis, inflammation, and leaky gut. Regular movement improves mood, reduces anxiety, enhances attention, and benefits the gut microbiome independent of diet. A healthier microbiome improves fitness performance, while movement promotes beneficial microbes and reduces inflammation. This doesn't require intense athletics. Consistent daily activity like dancing, playing, or walking creates measurable benefits. Sleep might be the most underestimated pillar of that health. Our gut microbiome synchronizes its circadian rhythm with our daily patterns. Just two nights of sleep deprivation significantly decrease beneficial bacteria while increasing harmful bacteria linked to obesity and diabetes. The good news? These changes reverse once good sleep habits are restored. When health concerns arise, an integrative approach combines conventional medicine with natural interventions. Most childhood infections are viral and resolve without treatment, yet antibiotics remain overprescribed. 80% of ear infections resolve without antibiotics within 2 to 3 days. Understanding fever's role is crucial. It boosts immune activity, slows germs, and encourages rest. Sometimes the best intervention is supporting the body's natural healing process. Transforming your child's health doesn't require perfection, just direction. Start with one pillar. Add fermented foods to meals. Practice belly breathing before bed, or ensure adequate hydration. Small, consistent changes create compound effects. Focus on what children can eat rather than restrictions. Connect food to what matters to them: athletic performance, clear skin, mental clarity, energy. Involve them in planning and preparation, transforming health from something imposed to something they actively choose. For persistent concerns, optimize nutrition, reset the gut through targeted interventions, and address contributing factors with healthcare providers who understand integrative approaches. Remember, you can't out-supplement poor habits. Lasting transformation comes from changing how children nourish, breathe, hydrate, move, and sleep. The goal isn't perfection, it's building resilience. Your child's body already knows how to heal. Your role is removing obstacles and providing the foundation that allows their innate resilience to flourish. Healthy kids aren't just free from illness, they're full of joy, energy, and resilience to embrace whatever life brings.